Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums, get this, for 40 years, four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champ, and I'm an award-winning boxing artist. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the average boxing fan. Are you buying the pay-per-views? Because last week, 1.2 million people, according to the statistics, bought the Tyson Fury-Oleg Usyk fight here in the United States. I find that hard to believe because everybody I talked to either took the fifth or admitted stealing it. That's just the way it's going down. Straight up, pay-per-view. Is there a future in it? I don't know. And get this, Al Haymon, premier boxing champion. At one point in time, like about a year and a half ago, when he signed that deal with Amazon, we thought that was like the future of boxing, right? Well, it hasn't. Of course, Tim Tszyu got knocked out or got beaten up not once but twice, but the bottom line is that was their star, the guy they thought was going to be the guy that could carry them to another dimension, Amazon, I'm talking about, and it didn't happen. So where does Amazon go here, and where does Al Haymon, of course, a Harvard graduate. Al Haymon's no dummy. I kid you not. Of course, he's a guy that you can't get a picture with, you can't get a picture of. I've only seen him three or four times in my life, and I've been to about 45 or 50 of his events. So straight up, PBC, of course, started off with Mayweather. They started off, him and Leonard Ellerbe started advising Floyd Mayweather back in the day. Of course, they advised Mayweather to buy himself out of his contract with Top Rank, which he did, and of course, it made him a multimillionaire. Some say a billionaire. Bottom line is, I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. Bottom line is, of course, he is considered like one of the greatest fighters of all time, but not in my book. You know, Duran, Leonard, all those guys from that era, maybe even Aaron Pryor could have taken him out. And when I say Aaron Pryor, I mean Aaron Pryor, a clean Aaron Pryor, not the Aaron Pryor, of course, that was celebrating and beat Alexis Arguello back in 1982. Of course, that was a cheating Alexis Arguello. Not only did they, you know, the special mix and the bottle and that kind of good stuff in the later rounds, but they gave him a stimulant early on. Of course, and they took stuffing out of the gloves, and they wrapped Pryor's hands in a plaster of Paris. That's right. When they were done inspecting the gloves, they sprayed them with water, and they turned hard as a rock. I kid you not. So bottom line is, you can't give Aaron Pryor much credit in the world of boxing. I can't anyway, not for doing that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and look into the life of Muhammad Ali with his advisor, Gene Kilroy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Cutting a little cake, folks. Courtesy of the average white man. Excuse me, who is anything but average. I would get like a knock on my throat just before we go on there here. The bottom line is that's the way it happens. It never happens when, like, during commercial breaks. It just happens when you're coming back right back on the air. So the bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. I want to bring up the fact that Greg Haugen, the former lightweight champion, I think he may have won a division at 140, won a title at 140 as well, but he won a title at 135, the WBO 135-pound title, when he upset Jimmy Paul. Of course, Jimmy Paul was undefeated. He was a fighter out of Detroit, Michigan. He's a real estate magnate now, but at what that point in time, he was a WBO champion. He was undefeated. He was a 2-1 favorite over Haugen, and Emanuel Stewart bet $625,000. On Jimmy Paul to beat Greg Haugen. Of course, Greg won that fight. Of course, Greg went on to beat Camacho and beat some good guys along the way. He also lost some big fights, but the bottom line is he was a good guy. He just was a good guy. I mean, he was a hard guy, an abrasive guy. He had personality issues. Shit, I mean, we all have personality issues, okay? We all do to an extent, but Greg had a chip on his shoulder. Well, Greg wore it. And get this, what sort of reminded me of Greg a little bit myself is that he beat up bigger dudes. I mean, when he was in he was doing that tough, that's why they found him. I think they found him in that tough man contest. He was knocking out these guys, 190 pounds, 200 pounds, these big guys, you know, and that's the way it was done. Of course, he outlasted them or outmaneuvered them. But the bottom line is Greg won the tough man competition like at 150 pounds. So he was a bad dude without a doubt. And right now he's in hospitals up in the Washington State, and it doesn't look good for him. In fact, somebody asked him this week, this is where I'm getting his quote, "Are you ready to go home?" He said, "I am home." So he knows he's not leaving. He's in hospice. The cancer is really bad. It's terminal. And he doesn't, I mean, it's just, listen, Greg may have been a jerk to the media and this and that. That may have been his image, but he was a great father. And I can't say that about a lot of boxers or a lot of guys, but he is a great father without a doubt. So Greg Haugen, I'm going up to Washington in 10 days or so. I think January 10th, somewhere around there, I'll be up in Washington to watch Kingsley Ibe fight in the heavyweight bout up there, and I think it's in Tacoma, Washington. Of course, the home of Johnny Buffett and the Boys Club up there. But the bottom line is if I hope to get the chance to be able to go by and maybe say goodbye to Greg. But Greg is a good dude. And you know what? Bottom line is he beat my guy Paul Nave over here, of course, in Marin County. Of course, Paul was a guy stopped in the Golden Gloves with a body shot, a single body shot back in the day. But the bottom line is Paul Nave was the WBF World Welterweight Champion at one point in time, the World Boxing Federation. I don't know what that is, but the bottom line is he beat Greg Haugen, and they're really, really bad. I did the TV, and I said, this decision is really, really bad, really, really bad. It was really, really bad. So I don't know if Greg threw that fight, because I didn't think he lost the fight, but they gave the fight to Paul Nave. And, of course, in the next fight, he beat Paul Nave on a split decision. And then the last fight of Greg Haugen's career, I think that was in, 1999, December the 17th, in Marin County, again, the Marin's Veterans Memorial Auditorium. It was no contest somehow. They went 12 rounds, and it was a no contest. I think what happened was that Greg popped dirty for marijuana. Take it back. Yeah, originally a draw, but Haugen failed the drug test. Yeah, he failed the drug test for marijuana. Can you believe that? He tested positive one time for weed when he fought Camacho, and they changed the decision. How the hell is some weed going to... Anyway, I don't want to go there. Bottom line, is the PhD ready to go? Boxy's PhD on the line, of course, from the Bronx. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I didn't realize Greg Haugen was in bad shape like that. Oh, that's a bummer.
The referee is counting right now on Greg, and that's the way he put it. So, I'm going to go with him on that. And let me tell you, we had some run-ins. I mean, I don't know if they were run-ins, bro. I mean, it wasn't like there was any real violence or anything of any kind, but the bottom line is he would always take issue. He took issue with stuff that I wrote. What was sort of cool was that he was reading my column. You know what I'm saying? So that was sort of cool about that. But every time I saw him, he had something to pop off about my column. So I said to myself, the dude reads Flash.
He's certainly an ordinary cat. One of the good characters of the 80s and 90s.
Sock, like you, man. A great dad. And people don't know that. They don't know that, but he was, I think one of his kids was autistic. He was beyond exceptional. Greg did everything for his family and his kids. He didn't have a wife. I remember he moved to Vegas, and then he left Vegas, and it was a big, he left Vegas. He was like in the middle of the night. He said, I'm just leaving. I had enough. And he went back to Washington. Of course, I think he had a house in Vegas, and he may have lost that, this and that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he was ornery. That's a good way to put it, Henry.
Yeah, tough dude. In the ring, I remember his trilogy with Pazienza. I think he fought one of the last 15-round title fights.
He fought Pazienza. They went 15 rounds in 1988. Of course, that was in the Atlantic City Convention Center. I was there for that fight. And I want to say this about Vinny and Greg. They hate each other like you wouldn't believe. I've never, ever seen two guys. If you can come up with two guys that hate each other more than Greg Haugen and Vinny Pazienza, please, please, please let me know. Show it to me. Because I've never come in contact with any two guys that hate each other more. And I emphasize the word hate.
I totally agree. I was a kid watching that, and I remember the trash talk was personal. I mean, they despise each other. And it's funny, Pazienza just got left the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you contact them, but I think it would be cool if they could make peace if they haven't done that already. I think that would be a great gesture,
Vinny's a bit flaky. I was with Vinny in Mexico a couple of years ago, and we were supposed to do some things afterwards, and he sent me the voicemail. I said to him, hey, chump, why are you sending me the voicemail? So he calls me back. He says, I didn't feel good you calling me a chump. I said, well, you shouldn't have sent me the voicemail. Anyway, bottom line is, he didn't come on the show. We went back and forth over it, and he says, listen, I'm doing something regarding some big documentary, so I can't appear on any media platforms and stuff. So I just said, click, goodbye, and that was about a year and a half ago. We haven't talked since.
I know they did the movie, and then, yes, he was working on some documentary I had read.
But here's what's up. He even did porn. Let me tell you how low he dropped. I think he even did. He did some porn movies, didn't he?
I'm not certain.
No. You would not know. You're right. I should be asking Tommy D that question.
Exactly. Triple T.
I thought Tommy D was with you porn, and I made that mistake on the air, and I asked him if he was with you porn. He said no, he was with you.
He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on you porn. What's up, Tommy?
Somehow that didn't work out. Bottom line is, of course, when my producer does things in front of me, I've got a big screen in front of me now, so I can't see his face, okay? So he does things, and I'm not seeing it, and he's waving at me, and I'm not looking at him. Bottom line is,
Let's talk about boxing. The World Heavyweight Championship went down last week. Of course, a Ukrainian defending his title with a unanimous nod against a gypsy, an Irishman that lives in the U.K., a traveler per se. Of course, Tyson Fury, 6'9", losing to a 6'2"-ish type of guy. Bottom line is, I thought the size mattered in boxing, and it didn't matter this time, did it?
Skills pay the bills, you know, and I thought Alexander Usyk, some people, you know, if you, a.k.a. Frank Warren, think that there was a robbery. I think Frank Warren is just being a sore loser. 116, 112 across the board, I thought that was fair. I thought Usyk was just better. You know, I think the fact that Tyson Fury thought he could come up with the same game plan that he did against Deontay Wilder, trying to hug up on him, lean, use the weight, that's not going to work. I mean, Usyk is a full-fledged heavyweight now, and he's got skills, something that Deontay Wilder didn't have. And I thought Usyk's just a hungrier fighter, the better fighter, you know, and the right call was made. And you think about the establishment of somebody, there's no way that people wanted to see Usyk win. They would milk a trilogy out of this. I'm glad that they didn't rob him. And I think he's presented himself as the best heavyweight.
Okay,
of
here's what's up. We're going to roll to a break, man. Your reception is absolutely horrible. I mean, it's bad, really bad. So you need to do something about this. They're going to call you back. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey,
Anything but average, the average white band there, AWB, straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're talking about Greg Haugen. Of course, in the upset, he pulled over Jimmy Paul. It was pretty heavy. I was there. It was Friday night. It was the indoor sports pavilion at Caesars Palace. Was held about 4,000 people. Of course, that was the place that Larry Holmes fought Ken Norton. Of course, Salvador Sanchez fought Wilfredo Gomez. But this was a Friday night, December 5th, 1986. And Greg Haugen was in the main event. And take that back. He was in the semi-main event. And he beat Jimmy Paul, of course, for the WBO lightweight championship. Of course, I told you the scores were unanimous across the board. But a majority. One judge had it even. Art Laurie had it even at 140-142. But the bottom line is, Greg Haugen started this role that he had going on, of course, and he made some money, and of course, he still put some money away. He didn't put some money away, but the bottom line is also on that card was John Mugabe getting knocked out by Dwayne Thomas. Dwayne Thomas was with Kronk and Emmanuel Stewart, as was Jimmy Paul. But get this, Emmanuel bet on Jimmy Paul, who was a 2-1 favorite, but he didn't bet on Dwayne Thomas, who was a 4-1 underdog. Of course, Dwayne Thomas knocking out the Beast. And of course, after the Marvin Hagler fight, of course, that took a lot out of John Mugabe. Took out a lot out of Marvin Hagler. I don't think either guy would ever be the same after that. The punishment they took, I was sitting there ringside. The punishment they took in that fight, both Hagler and Mugabe just stood in front of each other and slugged. And it was a macho thing. And Marvin made it a macho thing. He probably could have outboxed Mugabe pretty easily. But the bottom line is, he wanted to turn it into a macho thing. He wanted to knock out Mugabe because Mugabe was a knockout artist. He wanted to outbox Ray Leonard because Ray Leonard was a boxing artist. Bottom line is, Marvin has emotional issues. So let's go back to a guy on the phone that doesn't have emotional issues. Talk about Super Dad himself. This is Socrates Palmer. Sock, back to Haugen just for 1 second. You know, he beat guys who were 190, 200 pounds. He was beating those lumberjack dudes up there in Washington, kicking the snot out of them. Then he went up to Alaska, and he beat everybody in Alaska.
It's a special breed. You know, I remember those tough man competitions. They used to play them on USA, I think, and, like, fringe pay-per-view shows.
That was cool for $8.95. You could throw it out the way. $8.95. Come on, you know.
I think that's where they discovered Butterbean. Also, I believe.
Yeah, that's where they discovered Eric Esch. Of course, Butterbean, the guy that fought some pretty good guys. Of course, fought Mike Tyson at the end of Tyson's career. Fought Larry Holmes at the end of Larry Holmes' career. Speaking of guys that are fighting guys right now, why is Jake Paul so popular? What is the thing here? What's up with Jake Paul? Does Jake Paul have dirty pictures of millions of people, or can he blackmail millions of people? There are millions of people that are enamored with Jake Paul as a boxer, and to me, I have to take Viagra to get up to watch him.
What? I mean, look, I think you can make a case either way that Jake Paul is the worst thing for boxing, and he's also one of the best things for boxing. I think you can make a good argument on both sides. Why is Jake Paul popular? It's this generation, Gen Z. I mean, you know, it doesn't take much to get YouTube famous, Insta famous. The guy is like the Kim Kardashian for males, it seems.
Oh,
like
you gotta be, you got, oh, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. I mean, I can imagine a lot of guys would like to jump on Kim Kardashian. I couldn't imagine all these chicks wanting to jump on Jake Paul. Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. You trying to tell me some sex symbol?
Well, no, I mean, in terms of they're famous for being famous, right? It's like, you know, Jake Paul and
yeah, but Kardashian, you somebody you want to throw down with. Jake Paul, man, that's probably not so much.
That is true. Yes, all of them, including the mom.
Hey, I was working at Pier 39 management back. I want to say when it was. Of course, Pier 39 is a big tourist attraction down here at Fort Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. And somebody sent me. It was like when the internet, I guess about 2008, 2007, the internet was up and rolling. But somebody sent me this file, and it was her doing a sex tape with some dude named Ray J. All right. So then, like 2 months later, They want me to introduce Ray J at some boxing event in the Golden Gate Park here in San Francisco, of course. And I did this and that, but I was handing him the mic. I said, so how was Kim? And he started to chuckle. That was the last thing I said to him, was I handed him the mic. So how was Kim? But that's another story for another day. Bottom line is, we're talking boxing, not Kim Kardashian. Golden Gloves is going to kick off 2025 with Eric Priest, 14-0, 8 KOs in a 10-round main event against Tyler Hercules Howard, 20-2, 11 KOs. Oscar De La Hoya, of course, is the man that runs Golden Boy Promotions. He's talking about fighting Eddie Hearn. I heard, and if Eddie Hearn can't show up, Daniel, my producer, is going to go in. Bottom line, what's going on with that? Is that serious?
Well, Oscar has gone from being a world-class fighter to becoming a world-class troll. Him, and I don't know if you've caught these Clapback Thursdays, they're just hilarious. He is doing his thing on the internet, him and Eddie
Wait,
Aaron,
Clapback, Clapback, is he talking about those days when he might have picked up an STD or something like that? Clapback, is that what you're talking about?
I think it's a different type of clap.
Okay. All right. You trying to? You have to explain it then. I mean, you didn't explain it there. You left me in the dark. You probably left the listeners and the viewers in the dark as well. Explain the clapback.
Well, the clapback is he has this thing that he literally claps his hands and then he just runs through like the stories of the week, and he always finishes the show by taking a shot at Canelo Alvarez using a four-letter word that I can't use on the air.
Wait. What does it start with?
F, and it's not fun.
Oh, you know, that's not that. I thought he could have been a little bit more creative than that.
Yeah, it's
should have went a little lower in the alphabet.
He calls it's really funny stuff. And him and Eddie Hearn going at it, he's always, you know, if you didn't know that one of Eddie Hearn's fighters lost, Oscar will remind you. And he runs down the list, another fighter Eddie lose. It's just brilliant, I think.
Well, and Eddie Hearn's lost $1 billion, and he's a guy that must have some dirty pictures of somebody somewhere, because anybody I know that loses $1 billion still got a job, and they're talking about like him having this job for the foreseeable future. I mean, nobody's talking about taking him out of the zone. How does he do it? How do you lose and make money? How do you lose and stay successful? How does he do it? He keeps failing.
Well, that's one of the things that Oscar has brought up, that he's very bad at his job in terms. But I think that's a little unfair. I personally like Eddie Hearn. I think he's good for the sport.
Personally like Eddie Hearn, you have some type of a intimate relationship with him or something like that you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, I enjoy the entertainment he brings to the air. I think he's a good ambassador. He's a nepotism base. He knows his sport. Huh?
Yeah, I enjoy going back and forth with watching him and Oscar go back and forth. I think it's fairly hysterical. It's probably one of the highlights of the week in boxing and things like that. But at the end of the day, Eddie Hearn does have to deliver, man. When's he going to deliver? I mean, if you were invested in Eddie Hearn, would you be happy with your investment thus far?
Well, DAZN, it's an interesting year for DAZN. You know, and Eddie Hearn, I think he's got some investment in DAZN. But now it seems like they're picking up top rank boxing. So, in July. So it's going to be an interesting year. They started off with the business model of $9.95 and they get rid of pay-per-view, and then you blink and then they double their prices, and that soured a lot of people. I canceled my membership. So, Eddie Hearn.
Wait. All right. You canceled your membership, but you haven't missed a fight on the zone in how long?
Since it's been on the air.
Exactly. The bottom line is, we all go over a friend's house. Right, Scott? Right, Sock?
Absolutely.
You know what? It's sort of nice to be able to laugh in these people's face to an extent, isn't it?
You have to. You know, I mean, for years, the establishment will screw you. It's okay if you screw them back. So, as long as they keep making these low fences over people's yards, I'll be watching.
Okay, let's change subjects for a second. I always thought that Luigi Mancillo was a guy that Roberto Duran beat in the outdoor arena in there in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think it was Caesar's Palace back in the day. But the bottom line is, it's not him. He's a guy that allegedly killed that CEO guy. I think if you polled a lot of people or polled the majority of people, it'd be close to a majority or more than a majority have some sympathy or some empathy. In other words, they don't have sympathy or empathy for the guy that got killed. They have empathy for the killer. Why is that?
Well, if you've ever had a claim denied on a medical procedure, I could see you having some sympathy for the aforementioned accused killer. Look, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, right?
Yeah, but you know, this United Healthcare, Sock, they had artificial intelligence handling the claims, and it was defective, and it was turning back 90% of the claims at first, and then at the end, they were turning back at least 33% of the claims. I mean, come on, man. The people, they made like, I think, a profit of $5 or $6 billion last year. That's $1,000 million each time. You count it a billion. I mean, when does corporate greed end, or does it ever end? Is that going to be the end of this country, or is this country going to stand up?
I don't think greed. Listen, capitalism has no morals.
Food prices, Scott, let me cut you off 1 second. Food prices, Scott, this item that I buy, this pound cake I bought, went from $4.95 to $6.95. They can stick that up their keister. I'm not paying $2 more for the same thing.
And that's everything. Inflation is around.
And then shrinkflation. Everything. You buy Fig Newton cookies, right? They're rolling around in the package because the package is still the same size, but the cookies aren't.
Absolutely. A bag of chips is, I guess they're charging you for the air. I mean, you buy a bag of chips and it's like, you know, where is it? Like, you know, it's crazy. Dunkin' Donuts, I mean, everywhere, you know.
You know what? People think it's funny, but I'm old enough to remember this. When they sanctioned high fructose corn syrup in the Coca-Cola company and 7-Up and Pepsi went along and used this cheap artificial sweetener, I think that was sort of like when they said F you to the American public and said, we don't give a spit about your health. I mean, I think that was the first time. And I think that's had such an impact on the country. I think that's why the diabetes issue is what it is, high fructose corn syrup.
Seed oils, high fructose, artificial sweeteners. I mean, the list is endless. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that we're the unhealthiest nation. But, you know, big pharma.
Not me, not you, not Daniel.
No, absolutely. We are the few, the proud.
Anyway, all the best, man. Have a good week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I go nuts after the break. This is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Every once in a while, something in boxing shocks you. I mean, absolutely shocks you. And, of course, when a man wins a world title just a few days ago, and a few days later he's passed away, and apparently it's suicide, that is absolutely bizarre. So let's bring in Socrates Palmer for one last segment here. And, Sock, tell us about the young man.
I'll be honest with you, Pedro. I really don't know much about him. I know that he fought last week in Jersey. And is that what you're saying? That was suicide?
Yeah, that's sort of like what's happening here. I'm getting that he was depressed and was having depression issues and this kind of stuff. And you know what? Listen, I don't want to be down on boxing and combat sports, but anybody that hits their heads up, you know, like football players and boxers to an extent, there's a myriad of consequences for that. In other words, it isn't always, you know, you're punch drunk or you having issues and things like that. There's times when, you know, you just can't function. You get depressed. Listening. I mean, Johnny Tapia suffered from a lot of depression. I wonder if that was brought on by boxing. But, you know, depression is an evil, evil, evil thing. And sometimes you don't see it until it's too late. And obviously this was too late.
It's a silent enemy. You know, people deal with depression in different ways. I mean, the gym is one way, right? You know, you're releasing these endorphins and that dopamine. But then when you're out of it, it's like it creeps back in, you know. I knock on wood. I mean, we all go through ups and downs, but I've always had a great support system around me. Some people, unfortunately, don't. You know, some people keep that bottled in, and the worst things happen. You know, and if that's the case with Bamba, that's a tragedy. The man fought last week, bro. Like, that's just shocking. You know, rest in peace, and hopefully, you know, his family finds peace, because that's just the worst thing.
Okay, listen, you're our Dominican expert, without a doubt. Will you admit that much?
I have a little knowledge, yes.
Okay, well, according to Fight News, the year 2024 brought in many challenges for the boxing community in the Dominican Republic, but yet they did 39 shows in 12 months. Man, that's great.
It is. Listen, Dominican boxing quietly is kind of like in this resurgence. I would say growing up, there was one guy that was always like a hero, Teo Cruz, who won the lightweight title against Carlos Ortiz back in the day. You know, but other than that, they've had a lot of mediocre fighters. I remember Julio Cesar Green, Agapito Sanchez had a real good career. Juan Guzman.
Listen, the boxing establishment screwed him one night. He was beating Manny Pacquiao here in San Francisco, and Marty Denken disqualified him. I watched that, man. I mean, he was beating Manny Pacquiao. Manny was beaten up. He had this defeated look on his face. I was sitting in the first row. As it was a Mayweather, I think one of the Mayweather undercards, he fought on one of the Mexican guys. But the bottom line is, I thought that had Marty Denken not stepped in and taking care of that, the Manny Pacquiao that we know might not be Manny Pacquiao.
Agapito was a rough, rough competitor. He fought Marco Antonio Barrera. I mean, he took it to Pacquiao that night. He did. I believe it might have been a draw, I think it was, or a technical draw.
No, they stopped it. They stopped it, and they disqualified him. Anyway, bottom line is Marty Denken stopped the fight, and Pacquiao ended up winning. But the bottom line is, you know, that was the boxing establishment stepping in there without it. I thought without a doubt. But Agapito died violently. Let me tell you, I interviewed him one time in San Antonio. Excuse me. San Antonio, and through an interpreter, and he was just a bad dude. I mean, he was a guy. I said to myself, man, this is not a guy you want to mess with. And of course, he died violently in the street, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently he was shot by a jealous. I don't know if it was a boyfriend or something. He was talking to somebody to a female, and at a bar in the Dominican Republic, and he was shot cowardly. Agapito, I actually got to know Agapito pretty good because he lived in the Bronx, mm-hmm. you know, and his brother. And I remember actually speaking to him on when he was on his way to the airport, you know, because he was making a little comeback. And that was just tragic. You know, he was an entertaining fighter, El Ciclón, which translates as a cyclone, you know.
Hey, did you know who Buddy McGirt's manager, Al Cerdo, was?
The Taylor. Yes.
Yeah, not Taylor. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what's up. So Al Cerdo was hooked up with the, I take it back, the Pennsylvania Attorney General issued a report. And, you know, back in the day, I was reading all those AG reports because a lot of times they mentioned boxing and organized crime. So the Pennsylvania AG associated him with Al Cerdo with organized crime. So I wrote in my column of Flash Magazine that he was associated with organized crime, and I put in a couple little facts or a couple little of associates and things like that. And then he called me on my phone and left an answering machine message. You know what it said?
No, what did it say, bro?
If you ever say anything like that about me again, I'll kill you. Period. And this is a guy I'm accusing of being in the mafia. But I think his 95th birthday would have been yesterday or something like that, the day before yesterday. So Al Cerdo was everybody was connected with the mob back then. I mean, that's just the way it was.
Yeah, somehow or the other, yeah.
I mean, you know, I think that Sugar Ray Robinson, I think Blinky Palermo owned Ray Robinson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was you that, when the mob ran boxing, wasn't it better, in a sense?
No. When the mob ran Las Vegas, it was better.
Okay.
Comps.
Yeah.
Comps, you know, I mean, it was comps. You can't get a comp in Las Vegas. In fact, they took out all the buffets. You can't get a buffet anymore. I think the one of the two buffets left in town is like $120.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, $120 to go to... I mean, hey, listen, I don't care what they're serving me. $120 for a buffet, you stick that up your keister.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
You know, but there are no deals in Vegas anymore. Listen, I'm going back to see Ron Isley. Of course, Ron Isley, the leader of the Isley Brothers, The Voice, per se, in January for a couple of days. I'm going to go down there for a couple of different days and see him on a couple of different nights at the Palms. I think it's the 18th and the 19th. But the bottom line is, when I go to Vegas, I try to get deals, and there ain't too many deals anymore. So I end up eating at places like La Taqueria, the places like, you know, or Taco, take it back. It's called Los Tacos. But here in San Francisco, the company's called La Taqueria. Down there, it's called Los Tacos. So I end up eating Mexican food for the most part. I mean, that's how bored I get in Vegas, unless I want to spend $1,000.
Wow, that's quite the trip. Ron Isley still playing?
Ron Isley is the godfather of soul music. He's the baddest dude I've ever seen in my life. Ever. I saw him a couple years ago. He's got a nice young wife. In fact, she's the finest thing on the entire planet. I'm telling you, I want to say this. I want to celebrate. Let's celebrate Ron. I'm sorry, but let's celebrate Ron Isley's wife. I mean, she is that. Daniel's looking her up right now. But she is absolutely stunning, and she looks out for him and this and that. They've been together a long time, so I wish her and him a lot of props. But, yeah, Ron's got it going on. Ron's got a younger wife, and I watch. She's a backup singer. She's one of the backup singers, and she watches him like a hawk. You know, somebody's 82, 83 years old, he can fall, something like that. But the bottom line is, he holds himself pretty well, and I'll see him on the 18th and 19th. As always, listen, he's a special dude. He's been doing music since 1959.
Wow. That's, hey, if he can still do it, and he's still got the passion for it, why not? You know, he's one of those legends.
The one guy I think that's lost it is Frankie Valli. Somebody told me they're doing all kinds of sound trips with Frankie Valli. I saw him a couple years ago. He was still pretty good. I mean, the guy was like 89 or 90 years old and hitting all those high notes, so more power to him. But, you know, when you get old, your voice changes, and as you're a singer in this net, you've got to adapt to it.
Yeah. I mean, the voice is something. You know, it's like one of the last things that goes. I mean, Frank Sinatra was still pretty good into his 70s. I saw a video of Frankie Valli recently. He didn't look too good, you know, and Frankie Valli.
He's 94 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about hits. I mean, more hits than Rod Carew.
More hits than the Mafia.
I didn't want to go there. But.
No. I mean,
he was on The Sopranos.
Yeah. You know, I saw him. I've seen him, you know, like once a year in the last 15 or 20 years, and I watch his aging this and that. But you know, he still delivers. And the last time I saw him, he was good. I don't know if he's good anymore. But the bottom line is, the last time I saw him, and he was solid, no doubt about that. It's a quiet week in the sport of boxing as far as the big fights are concerned. Tell me about Keith Cologne. Are you hot on Keith Cologne, or is he all hype?
Well, Keith you know, he's in the infant stage of his career. You know, he's being brought up well. His father is his trainer.
Ooh,
he's got a lot of good stuff. Oh, he's, you know, Gold Glove champion. Went to the Nationals. He is. He's also a full-time college student. So the kid, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. And only time will tell. You know, he's fighting at featherweight. Right now, it's easy to look like King Kong, right? Because, you know, you're fighting basically for free, right? The first 10 fights of your career, you know, you move a guy slowly. But time will tell if he's the goods or not. He's got a great amateur background, and I think he's got a good future. Okay. You know, I think it's all about him being matched right and, of course, being able to sell tickets. That's the biggest thing in boxing. If you can move, if you can sell tickets, they can move you the right way, and sky's the limit.
Ask Jake Paul. And your bottom line is, man, I want to thank you for spending an extended period of time with us today. You have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And all the best in 2025 to all the listeners and, of course, to you and everyone in the studio. Thank you.
The great Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. Bottom line is, let's go to some of the stuff that Frank is sending me here on Twitch.tv, the chat channel, of course. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Aaron Pryor was offered $750,000 to fight Roberto Duran in April of 1981, but he played around and didn't take care of business. His manager was Buddy LaRosa. Buddy LaRosa was a pizza king, I think, from Cincinnati, if I remember him right. And, of course, everybody back then had some association with the mafia. Of course, that fight didn't happen, but I think Roberto Duran at that point in time was just way too big for Aaron Pryor, whether Aaron Pryor was on drugs or not. And of course, when I say that, I think that when I'm positive that Aaron Pryor was on drugs, I mean, you watched him give him that bottle in the fourth before the 14th round, the special mix of Panama Lewis said, no, give me the bottle, the one I specially mixed. Bottom line is, of course, that was a stimulant. I think it was asthma pills, crushed up adrenaline pills and peppermint schnapps is what I was told it was eventually. I was told that a couple of weeks afterwards. And, of course, nobody's ever disputed that. And nobody ever disputed the fact that Pryor had his hands wrapped in plaster of Paris. In other words, they wrapped over with the regular bandage one time over. Then they went with the plaster of Paris. Then they wrapped it over with the regular bandage again. So when the athletic commission came, it was nice and soft. I mean, the hand was, like, perfect, all right? But then after the athletic commission left with their inspection, they sprayed the each hand wrap with water and made it hard as a rock. Of course, turned them into casts. So the bottom line is, and then they took the stuffing out of the glove. So they cheated all kinds of times with Alexis Arguello, of course, and Aaron Pryor, that fight in 1982. Of course, it was a fight of the year, and the gloves disappeared. In other words, the gloves should be in the Boxing Hall of Fame, without a doubt, right? That great of a fight, the gloves disappeared in the ring. They were never seen again. Coincidence? No way, no how. According to the New York Post, maybe are you throwing a jab here at Sock? According to the New York Post, in Brooklyn, 48% of respondents say they often experience poor cellular service and drop calls, followed by the Bronx with 44%. Bottom line is, I think he was throwing a shot there at the Bronx bomber himself, Socrates Palmer. More, that was pretty good. Danny, take that back. New Year's Eve, 1952. Another guy I thought that was, you know, in the arms of Blinky Palermo. Of course, I'm talking about the guy that ran the mob and ran boxing. Jake LaMotta, of course, was stopped in 7 rounds and about in a light heavyweight non-title bout in Coral Gables, Florida, against a guy by the name I've never heard of before. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't know. Danny Nardico? You ever hear Danny Nardico stopping Jake LaMotta? Of course, I think it was Jake LaMotta's the only time he ever got stopped or got knocked down. But the bottom line is, I was talking all those guys. Ray Robinson dropped a couple fights. I think that he shouldn't have dropped when he lost to guys he shouldn't have lost to. And I think those upsets were orchestrated by Blinky Palermo. I just do. I think he was in the mob. I think that Ray Robinson was part of the mob. People say to me, how can you say that, Pedro? I say it and I truly believe it. Without a doubt, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a crazy show today, marred by technical issues, marred by me stuttering and stammering. But the bottom line is, the Sunday edition, we plan to rock and roll Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll bring you, of course, Tommy D. Spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. Do some stuff with Gene Kilroy of Muhammad Ali fame. And bring in a new guy called Stephen Donatelli. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fifty-seven and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, 1 hour. Of course, we wrap this up in about 2.5 minutes. But the bottom line is we have the Sunday edition on tap, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going. But the bottom line is we're also on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, a live broadcast. Twitch.tv is free if you sign up for it. So check it out, Twitch.tv. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Didn't have to mention Dana White today, so that's pretty cool. But I really want to mention the fact Richard Steele, one of the most controversial referees for nothing, really. Of course, he has his birthday come January 2nd. He was born January 2nd, 1944. Of course, he was involved in the Julio Cesar Chavez Meldrick Taylor controversy. Of course, he stopped the fight when Lou Duva jumped up on the ring apron. Lou Duva was Meldrick Taylor's corner man. He jumped up on the apron and was jumping up and down. Meldrick was looking at him and not the referee. The referee asked him twice, "Are you ready to continue? Are you ready to continue?" He ignored the referee, looking at Lou Duva, who was, you know, like jumping up around all these antics on the corner. So the bottom line is that cost Meldrick Taylor to fight, but they blame it on Richard Steele. Another time, of course, Steele pulled some bad mechanics. We stopped the first Razor Ruddock Mike Tyson fight. Of course, that was just bad mechanics as a referee, but I thought the stop was good. At the end of the day, Richard Steele's not a bad referee, and of course, he got burned those two times, I think, and he's roasted on the internet for that still time and time again, but straight up, I think it was the right call. The bottom line was, you know, Meldrick didn't look at him. I mean, Meldrick was looking at Lou Duva. When the guy's not looking at you, let alone acknowledging you, I think you got to stop the fight, whether it's 10 seconds, 3 seconds, or 10 seconds, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank you for putting up with me today. It's been a little rough. We had some renters in the studio before I came in, so I didn't prep like I thought it I should have. But then again, I was in the other room prepping, but it ain't the same. So the bottom line is, I'm striking next time they have renters in here before I go on the air. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm done babbling. Until Sunday, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Thank you, thank you, Daniel. Ah, can't even mention his name. Can't even say that right. Thank you, Daniel Ogden, for putting up with me. This has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Please get rid of this tape.